Michael Nicholson joining us now on the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands here on 103.5 FM and 560 AM WVOC. Mr. Nicholson, good morning to you.
Good moving. Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. Good to have you with us this morning. Labor Day weekend, y'all toiling?
We're out running strong. Out running strong. It's still, you know, even with all the schools back in, you know, usually we have a little downtick to where we're able to, you know, catch back up on our maintenance and a lot of things, but we have yet to slow down yet.
Wow. Yeah, of course, I guess a couple districts still out. They start this Tuesday after Labor Day, but yeah, the bulk of them. Well, yeah, half a day, yeah, half the week home, half the week in class and whatever. You got a bunch of kids. I mean, how y'all handle this?
We actually just set up, you know, some little cubicle type areas for them around the house so that they can each have their quiet area and space and just make sure that we have all the different schedules posted up on the fridge so that it helps my wife and I keep track of where they're supposed to be and when they're supposed to be there. But, yeah, all of ours are Monday and Tuesday and then home the rest of the week.
Okay. As if it weren't hard enough to begin with, and now you got all this on top of it. But that's not what we're here to talk about this morning. It is interesting. I mean, you mentioned that with, again, schools back in session, almost all of them, and the rest of them here by in the next couple of days, that things haven't really slowed down much, huh? Usually this time of the year?
Usually, you know, it gets a little more defined. You don't have, you know, 40 or 50 calls a day. It might be 20 to 30. But, you know, the call volume's staying up. Actually been getting a lot of calls from people out of state moving in state.
Really?
You know, from up north coming down.
Oh, really?
You know, looking for labor only. And that is one of the services we provide to where, you know, they'll drive their own trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just come unload them for them.
You're seeing an uptick in that, you say?
Yes. Last week and a half, at least 20 calls on that.
Right. Were they all escaping from New York or what?
You know, no one throws the states out, but yeah, you know, a lot of them are up north.
Well, can't say I'm surprised.
Been some comical conversations there.
I suspect. So that's okay. That's interesting. That's on the rise. And hey, we know. You know, we've talked about this last couple times you've joined us. Of course, you got your finger right on the pulse of the real estate industry and your business and the moving business. And again, I mean, homes they're not staying on the market long.
That is 100% correct. I would say 90% of the estimates I do, the homeowner's telling me, you know, the house was on the market under 3 to 4 days, and they had multiple offers.
Wow. This brings us to
a point. And that's all over town.
Yeah. A point before the show started, you were telling me you wanted to make today, and that is when you hire a moving company, make sure they've got a backup plan in place just in case. I guess this has to do with the volume of the moves that are going on, the wear and tear on the equipment, and are rental trucks available if needed, right?
Yes, sir. That's 100% correct. You know, with the stresses, especially with the heat from the summer, you know, as far as, you know, trucks being taken care of, trucks being reliable, and you've also got your, you know, your crews as well, you know, as far as, you know, overworking them, things of that nature, because I'll tell you, you know, when guys get tired, that's when stuff gets damaged.
Yeah.
But, you know, I certainly say, you know, do they have backup plans if their truck were to go down? I've received numerous calls, you know, potential customer call and say, hey, you know, my moving company I hired just called and said their truck broke down, so they're not going to be able to move me. But, you know, they should have a plan in place that, you know, if theirs goes down, they should have other equipment they can get their hands on.
Well, running the way you guys are running these days, I mean, what is the moving squad's plan? I know you got one in effect here. I mean, what happens when, you know, do suddenly come up with a vehicle plan?
Yeah, I actually have mobile mechanics that run after hours. And so when the guys get back in the evening, I've got sheets that they'll turn in. They're pre and post-trip inspections. And so then I'll have the mechanic come by and take care of those items, that, you know, in the evenings and the nighttime. So, you know, our trucks are, you know, staying moving and staying strong and able to provide for the guys and the customers.
But now, from time to time, if you're forced to, you got to go out and rent something, right?
Yes, sir. You know, sometimes there is volume. You know, I have customers that, you know, maybe have 2-3 days in between closings. And, you know, the cost for me just renting a truck and having their items on the truck versus unloading it into a storage unit, letting it sit there for 2 to 3 days and then loading it back out. Mm-hmm. You know, that is a pretty high cost. And when I can rent a truck for a few days and of course touch the furniture as few times as possible, you know, it allows us to get the furniture back at a more competitive final invoice. Mm-hmm. And also making sure the furniture and their items are in the correct condition.
Sure. Are you finding that because of all the moving going on, are you able to, you know, pretty easily get your hands on a rental truck these days, or is that becoming an issue for folks?
They're becoming certainly a lot more scarce. And I will say, don't want to drop any names out of the yellow people, but you know, they certainly understand that the trucks are scarce and rates are, you know, something that used to be $350 is now $700.
Really?
Yes.
Supply and demand, huh?
Yes, sir.
And this is since you mentioned it, I mean, this is obviously of interest to folks who might want to be moving themselves, whether it is just the drive and hiring somebody like you guys to unload or load or doing it all themselves. It's getting more expensive, and it might be harder to get her. If you're planning on doing that, let's say you want to, of course, all the college kids are back on campus and in the student apartment complexes now, but, you know, something like that or whatever, you just want to move in an apartment. You're doing it yourself. How early should you get out there and try to rent a truck?
I would stay at least 30 days ahead of time as far as getting your reservations, you know, getting your confirmation for your reservations. I will say on the website, Moving Squad SE for SouthCarolina.com, you know, I do have in my blog some checklists, some notes, some reminders, articles that I have in there that, you know, as far as decluttering, you know, getting things organized, knowing what you should and should not move as far as your chemicals. And just, you know, generally a 4-week countdown. So, you know, because moving day is supposed to be a good day. You know, you're moving to your next frontier, your new place. And so it's supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be stressful and chaotic and, oh, I forgot about, you know, utilities.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. All that stuff, 2 to 3 weeks ahead of time to make sure everything's there for you. You don't want to spend your first night in your new place and, God forbid, not have internet or cable.
Well, especially if you got kids,
I'm not
right?
sure how no one can function without one of those two.
I know. Well, let's get to that in just a second. Some of the stuff is great information on the website. But before we do, I did want to ask you about this because this happened to me a couple of years ago. And thank goodness, based on the information you had given me, to be on the lookout for it. You talk about trying to arrange a rental truck, you know, 30 days out or what have you, and get the confirmation. If you go to one of these mom-and-pop's places that have a couple of them, you know, sitting out in their parking lot, it doesn't work the same way, right?
Well, they're certainly under more stresses than the bigger centers around town. So certainly, you know, even though you do have it reserved 30 days out, you know, 6 to 7 days before you're supposed to pick up, you certainly want to start following up, maybe 3 days, follow up again.
Yeah.
The day before, follow up again. And, you know, because stuff can, you know, items can get moved around pretty quick. I mean, there's many times I'm promised equipment's going to be somewhere and I get there and it's not there.
Well, yeah, so, that's what happened to me. I mean, I went a good 30 days ahead of time and reserved a date and called up a week ahead of time. And they're like, well, we're not going to have a truck that day. Huh? So don't get caught unawares here. Now, when you work with the company-owned stores, it's different for the most part.
Yes.
Be careful of the mom and pops. Just a little heads up there. Well, let's talk about that website. It's movingsquadsc.com. What are some of the pro tips you've got for us lay folk on that site that it would be very useful for people to know about?
I've got a lot of stuff as far as packing is concerned. If you have any specialty items, you know, pianos or grand pianos, you know, some of the questions you need to ask when you're interviewing someone to come and move it for you. And I always do remind people, you know, when I'm doing estimates or, you know, phone conversations, you're interviewing me as a company to come and handle every item that you own, you know, that's your possessions. It should be an interview, not just me throwing a number out at you and saying, all right, you know, take it or leave it. You know, especially when you're dealing with heirlooms, you know, you're dealing with, you know, something that's gone through three, you know, a couple generations for your family.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly want to make sure, but yeah, just, you know, I got a lot of packing tips on there, you know, organizational tips, things to use to, just help yourself be successful,
Let's talk about those organizational tips, because that's where you start, right?
Yes. The biggest thing is before you start packing, you want to go through and declutter. If you hadn't touched it in two, 3, 4 years, let it go and be somebody else's joy.
I know you're not going to use my family as an example now, are you?
No, not at all.
Because it took us about 3 months to declutter a couple of years ago when we sold our house and downsized. It was crazy.
It can't be because, you've got those nooks and crannies, and especially when you've been in a house more than the average time is 7 years that you're going to start filling in all those little side areas. Mm-hmm. And so while, keepsakes are great, make sure, that memory really comes through for you and you're not just carrying around something that's going to stay in a box. So then next time you move 10 years down the road, it's still in that same box.
And just my little tip on that: if one member of the household is sentimental, don't let them go through and declutter.
Well, I can certainly tell you what my wife and I do is each kid has a big Tupperware tub.
Yeah.
And if it can't fit in the tub, it doesn't go.
Wow. Okay.
So it makes you make some choices.
Yeah. So if you haven't touched it in a couple of years, chances are pretty good you probably won't in the next home either. Yeah, been through that. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that. Absolutely.
And I will say, also as you're packing, the color code system works really good as far as keeping your rooms organized.
Mm-hmm.
The little colored circle stickers.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, no problem.
But the little colors, so like everything that's got a green sticker on it goes into the master. Everything with a blue sticker goes into the kitchen. Yellow sticker, bedroom one, pink sticker, bedroom two. Penmanship is one thing, but it's all up to the who's reading that, that penmanship.
Unless you print it out. Yeah, that's a good take right there. So,
and this just makes it easier for organizing, especially if you're going to have to go into a storage unit for a month or two as an in-between item or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when you load it in storage, you can keep all like items together. You can keep your path. So that if you do happen to need to get into something, you at least know where you're starting instead of, running through, 40 or 50 boxes to try to find out where you need to be at.
And then on move-in day, obviously, it's real simple because your guys know exactly where to put everything. And you don't have to, as the homeowner, direct every single box that comes in. So, yeah, saves time, saves money.
Yes, sir. I always say, organized by the way of how much you want to be involved on unload.
There you go. Now, since you brought this up, let me ask you about this. Putting it in storage. I know you guys have certain guidelines that you go by. If somebody's belongings have to go into storage, you want the best possible place for them to go. But they're not all created the same, right?
No, they're not. I will say, depending on the time of year, because I always hear the argument about climate control versus non-climate control. And a lot of it honestly depends on what items you're putting in there. But, if you're talking about something with fine finishes, things of that nature, you really need to think twice, about climate. You want it to be in climate control. But as far as the facilities themselves, you certainly want to interview the facility. You want to look at it, drive by a couple different times during the week. Are gates being propped open? Are the staff attentive? Are the grounds clean?
Mm-hmm.
Do they care? That's a key. And then, of course, if you're going to be in storage for any more than 60 days, you want to get one of the battery operated moisture meters to put in there to help protect yourself. If for some reason their system does go down, you have something that you can use when you need to go back for the insurance claim.
When we got weather like we've experienced here in the last couple of weeks, it doesn't take long for a valuable item in a non-climate controlled storage facility to really develop problems, huh?
Yes, sir. I mean, especially with the late afternoon rains, the humidity that comes in there and the air gets stagnant inside those units if they don't have them ventilated correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, your leather, any leather items are going to mold up, any of your wood, the glue joints are going to swell. Some of the finishes are going to start popping. I mean, it's especially if you got anything that's particle board. I mean, that stuff's just going to fall apart in your hands.
Okay. Well, that's a nasty surprise that we hope doesn't await you. if you've got your stuff in storage these days, you might want to double check on that. All right. As always, great information, Mr. Nichols, and we really appreciate all your tips each and every other week or so here on the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands. Now, if folks want to get a hold of you guys, whether you need to make a move right now or you're just thinking about it, how do they reach you?
As always, our amazing number, 803-915-SQUAD. Mm-hmm. That's 915-7782. Always the website, MovingSquadSC for SouthCarolina.com. As always, our ORS PSC number is 9859.
All right, and check out that website for the blogs and more pro tips from the Moving Squad and Michael Nicholson. All right, buddy, good to have you with us. Enjoy the rest of your Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir. God bless.